Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. This week on the conversation, I've actually talked with people who aspire to make $15 an hour at McDonald's. Also, the devastating news of another great artist, as Prince has been announced dead. I will get into his influences not only in my life, but in many other people's lives. We're also going to talk about how to fix the real problem, not higher wages. Also, again and again and again, anti-Trump supporters can't begin to even say one specific fact or why they really do not want him. I could say, yeah, great, if you can tell me one specific reason why you don't want Donald Trump, but if you can't come up with one, scary. Also, the world lost another great, as Doris Roberts, the mother and Everyone Loves Raymond, passed away, and that's one of my all-time favorite shows. I live that show. Oh, it was just great. It was like the modern-day Bundys, in my opinion. It was like Married with Children, but like a modern-day version. And, oh, it was just great. Especially the Thanksgiving episode with the Torfricky turkey, the bean curd bird. That was one of my all-time favorite episodes of any show. With all these great people dying, who's replacing them, if anybody? Merle Haggard says no one, at least in the music industry of country. And I can kind of see that nationwide. Also, this past Saturday was National Record Store Day. I'll kind of explain what that is and going along with everything going on, it kind of fits. And I'll get into the Premier League and much, much more. So thank you for tuning in to the conversation that you are a part of. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. John 10:28. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and just, I'm grateful I'm on two legs every day, and now I know why, because you never know when you're going to be Prince, and it's going to be your last day. Just, you know, what you may complain about here is someone else's dream. Think about that, folks. I want to get into something really, really that it just touched me. And, you know, me and some of those people are considered kind of like Debbie Downers. I'm not a Debbie Downer. If this country was doing great, we're having, you know, like $6, and, you know, they try to advertise these $6 footlongs like they're like, we have people killing each other. Holy cow, what a deal, folks. Got to me, $6 for a footlong, that's a ripoff. Well, but, you know, and I try to, what I believe. You know, I'm not trying to be a downer. I wish everything was peachy keen. I wish everything was going great. I wish I had a government I could trust. I wish I could say, you know what? There's four people running for president in the Republican side and Democratic side, and I would love to have any of them in the White House. Not, well, Donald Trump is the one I like the best, but he's not, I mean, he's the best of the worst. I'm going to get screwed by all of them, you know. But there is a lady by the name of Jessica Dunbar. What an incredible lady this is. What an incredible lady. She's from Polaris, Ohio, and 9 SWAT officers came in to the Red Robin after the funeral of their good friend. And, you know, and she goes like, what's going on? And oh, we just, it's just, you know, we're at a funeral and all this stuff. And, you know, and as a mother who grew up, you know, having issues and stuff and coping with the husband, putting his life on the line every day, she went and paid $123 tab for all four of those people. And the note on the back of the receipt said, officers, your bill is on me today. I can't imagine the day you all are having, let alone what you go through every day. Hope your days get better. So much respect. Officer Smith was an officer who died, and they went to his funeral. And $123, folks, that's not much. It's not about the money. It's what she did, being there. It could have been just consoling them, giving them hugs, being there. She didn't have to do that. You know, like when we went to Michigan City, I didn't have to buy that veteran's meal. I did it because it's the right thing to do. It's giving back. If everyone, my buddy, is relying on, well, what's the government going to give me? If everyone's going to do what John F. Kennedy said, and that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, this country would be so much better if everyone helped each other. Instead of saying, hey, yeah, I can make $5 on this, but selling it through Facebook or eBay, but hey, this mother needs this, I'll give it to her. She can use it. I can't. And that's where we're at, you know. It's just, it brought me to tears. Just, you know, that's why I do what I do. That's why I can't imagine what that guy went through as a veteran. And it just, I'm like, I got to do it. I just felt led. And that's how she did. She felt led. And she knows what it's like having families that are in the police force. But I want to get into this because this is one of the main topics. I had some people arguing with me. I told my wife I don't like to argue. She said, yes, you do. I'm like, I don't call it arguing when they don't make sense and they're trying to tell me that I'm wrong. Because I'm like, well, okay, well, if you're trying to get $15 an hour and you're aspiring to work at McDonald's for $15 an hour, why not make it $60 an hour and cash in? He goes, You're almost thinking like, you know, like you're not too far off there, buddy. And I'm like, really? Because if you start making $60 an hour, everything's going to go up because, okay, well, if you got to pay that person $60 an hour, you got to have everything increase so you can make enough money to pay them $60 an hour. So everything's going to go up. And then that $60 an hour is probably going to be the equivalent to like $10 an hour now. It's not like you're going to make that much more. People don't realize. They're stupid. And I'm not trying to downplay anybody. But really, inspire to work at McDonald's for $15 an hour? Because if they get $15 an hour, let me tell you something. I know people that took a second shift making $13 an hour at a factory that are going to go ballistic. Because they took that second shift to make that couple extra bucks. Earn the car I have. If I got to work a little extra, my wife has to work a little extra, that's what we want to do because we want to have the satisfaction of knowing that, hey, we made this. That's why I guess I'm one of those people, I like to make things. Even if it cost me $200 to buy all the stuff to make something that I could have bought for $30. It's the old Native Americans had a saying that if you make something, part of you is in it. And I believe that. I made a pair of shorts and I did patch. I made it all with patches and like the front and the back were like the back was from one part of jeans. The front was from another part. And then I just took a bunch of patches and put them together. And I said, I always wanted to try what it'd be like to have like a bell bottom, like shorts. And I didn't really bell bottom. I just made like the bottom of the pants, the shorts. I made them like extra wide just to see what it would do. And I mean, I just did it. And it's like, cause to me it's about, I don't know. I feel like I want to have what I earn. I want to make what I have. I don't want to sit there and, okay, what can I get? Okay. Cause I know what you get for free because you get what you pay for. But people aspiring to make $15 an hour at McDonald's, where did we go wrong? I just want to know where we went wrong. I never thought I would see a country that would inspire. Now, okay, if all you can find is work at McDonald's, maybe you should say, well, how can we change that? How can we change that so that we're not going up? Well, I got a choice. You know, I've done the circuit, worked at Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, KFC, Wendy's. We need to get some more fast foods in here because I'm running out of places to work that I haven't worked before. I'm in fast food burnout. Maybe you need to get like a big boys, or maybe I can step up to the big leagues and work at Denny's. You know, and then I can, you know, and maybe if I'm really lucky, I might be able to move up to Bob Evans. I never thought I would see a day where that would be a big thing. Congratulations, son. You're now able to make steak burgers. You know, the whole point of those jobs was so you could learn to show up on time, wear a uniform and wear it properly, learn to follow directions. Okay, this is how we make a burger here. You're going to learn how to follow directions so that when you're done, you could take this burger to San Francisco and put it up against one of their burgers, and it's going to be almost the same. And you're in Indiana, and they're in California. You're going to learn how to have a schedule and follow it, and how to have rules and abide by them to prepare you for a real career. I never sat there and said, you know what, I can't wait to get out of high school so I can work at Burger King. Now, I'm not saying that, like, if, I mean, a manager being like a district manager or something, running like 5 or 6, that's a big deal. You know, being a manager is a big deal. You know, if you're running a whole store, you know, and or maybe running 2 or 3 stores, okay. But if you're just aspiring to work at McDonald's, a basic McDonald's employee, no management, for $15 an hour, that's... Yeah, you better not get my order wrong. And I remember when I worked at Taco Bell, they showed computer programs that they could actually automate the system to where they could make, you know, this thing drops the shell down and puts all this stuff in there, and it could make almost any, it can make 99% of that menu without human, because that's where this country is going to go. You want $15 an hour, go to Walmart, go to Meijer. They've got 30 lanes, 2 open, and the rest are self-serve. They don't need you. They can have it to where they don't have any cashiers at all. And you just, you know, scan it yourself, like the one guy says. You know, you ever seen this thing, the self-checkout? You know, you go there, you shop for it, you look for it, then you check yourself out. What, do you want me to do some stocking? Oh, don't worry, Jose, I can unload the truck. I know how to use a pallet jack. I'll be here all day. You're there 5 minutes, your assistant manager. But seriously, it's a hilarious stand-up. But the point is, a $15 an hour McDonald's employee is not needed. They can have it to where the order could be taken on a computer, like an ATM machine. You just type in what you want, and there you go. And guess what? And you have one person that manages it in case they don't know how to use the thing. But you should know how to use it. I mean, if you graduated high school and you can't use a touch screen to place order, touch here. So they're like, what was it, those tax commercials? Did you buy a house? Yes, well then, press here. You know, I mean, how hard is it to follow one of those things that, you know, okay, would you like a breakfast item? No, then you press the one for lunch. Lunchy munchy. You want lunchy munchy? You press lunch. I know it's kind of complicated. Probably anyone that's done that Common Core math probably wouldn't understand that if they want a dinner option, they have to hit dinner, not breakfast. That's how bad this world's getting. I know, that's scary. I mean, we have to make people think. I mean, if they actually had to, I mean, what you should do is they should have like a little like lock-proof box with like their check in it, and they have to solve the puzzle to get the thing open to get their check out, because most people wouldn't be able to get a paycheck. You had like a little ball and you had to do a maze, and if it, you can't get it through that maze, you know, you don't get the check, they'd be sitting there like, what are you doing? I'm trying to find the acetylene torch. I can't figure out this puzzle. I can't get the thing open, because they have those where you can get like a dollar bill or like $2 bills, and it's like a thing where you put like the dollar bill in there and you close it, and it's like a gift thing, and then you have to do like the puzzle, and when you figure out the puzzle, it opens up and you get your gift. Scary. Inspiring to work at McDonald's for $15 an hour. Whew. Well, don't worry, kids. I've heard it all today, because they have an actual commercial in our area for Bernie Sanders. You know that about he wants to break up the big banks that caused the banks too big to fail. He wants to break them up that caused the economic collapse of 2008. And he wants to bring universal college. Okay. If we learned anything, see, I'm not the smartest man in the world, but if I'm a restaurateur and I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, let me see. Okay, universal college. Well, let me see how this universal health care went. It tanked. My money's on that universal college is going to tank too. You know, if you related to a business and you want to follow a business model, okay, well, let me see here. I want to have a successful restaurant. I'm going to do I use A or B? Well, if A failed and the restaurant went under, would you do what they did? Or would you follow plan B where the restaurant was successful and they started franchising and in 3 years had 10,000 restaurants? As an example, I'd use B. But they wouldn't have universal college, really universal health care. And it's probably going to be something where, we're going to have to pass this universal college bill to find out what's in it. Because the universal health care bombed. But, who cares? I mean, who cares? You know, this is different. This is universal college. It's going to work. We're the government. We don't screw anything up. We just spend millions of dollars having a company from Canada build a universal healthcare website, Obamacare website, when they were so bad, it's not even funny. I don't get it. You know, it's like investing. I wouldn't invest in my government. They'd lose my money. But what do I know? I mean, this good old Bernie Sanders. I tell you, you want to fix the problem, because, okay, make it $100 an hour. Everything's going to go up. Everything's going to, because, okay, if you got to pay $100 an hour, you're going to have food cost. Everything's going to go up exponentially. You're going to have to, okay, well, to because, you know, we got to charge this much, you know, and everyone's going to say, well, hey, well, if, you know, everything's going to go up, because if they're going to have to charge $30 for a burger because they have to make $100 an hour or whatever the wage would be, okay, well, everything's going to exponentially go up because, okay, now you're going to have to make more where you work to be able to afford that, or you're not going to be able to afford it, and they're probably going to have to lay some people off. And, of course, some of those people, when they talking about 15, there's nothing in the books, nothing in history that says if you increase wage, you're going to lose employees. And I'm like, well, there's a bowling alley in my hometown that the guy goes, if they end up going up to $10 an hour, I'm going to lose probably two more employees. It's scary because he can't afford. He's not some giant corporation. But even a giant corporation is going to have to cut back or do something. You need to get rid of the inflation. Okay, folks, there was a guy that talked about this, and I've said this before. 1963, the average gallon of gas was about 30 cents. In a lot of places, you could get a gallon of gas for 25 cents, a quarter for a gallon of gas. 1963, 1964, around that time, it was like 29 to 30 cents between 63 and 64, an average gallon. But a lot of places in the United States, you can get a gallon of gas for 25 cents. Well, guess what? In 2013, you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter. How is that possible? It was three something a gallon. That's because if you took a 1964 or older quarter, it contained 90% silver, and it had about a $3.40 to $3.80 value because of the silver in it. And if you were to count the silver value of that quarter, it would have been able to pay for the same gallon of gas. That was one of the worst things that happened in 1963 when they took gold and silver out of the currency. They took the gold and silver out of the currency. If you take it and make a solid steel penny, it still costs more than a penny to make. Think about that. Any way to make the currency cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. I want the currency to be valuable. Go ahead, take this down. Melt it down as a dollar worth of pieces and 20 gold pieces because they had that much. They had $5 worth of gold. The gold amount valued every year depending on the average price of gold. But now I want to try to make everything as cheap as possible. Hello, folks, and welcome. I don't know how long I was out or whatever. We're having major, major, major storms, and I got disconnected. But the one thing said I was still connected, and the other thing said I was not connected. So I don't know how long I was out, but I really appreciate you sticking with me. Hopefully you're all out there. We are having, like, massive, massive storms, and something happened because I am direct wired and everything, and I don't know what's going on, so... Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and like I was saying a little bit while you were gone, probably, hopefully not. I guess I love watching the old movies because it brings me back to the old days when I remember getting up and at midnight and going to get the new Pearl Jam album at midnight. Now you can put all your information in and buy it, and then the day it comes out, download it, and so it's just one of those things, you know, those days are gone. Now it's give me, give me, give me. I want freebie, freebie, freebie. Wow. What a day. What a day, folks. You know, there was a time when people wanted to earn what they have, not be given what they have. And that day's gone bye-bye. You know, if we wanted to be like England, hey, our forefathers would have never left. They would have said, hey, this is not India. This is not a faster route to the West Indies. We're not able to get black pepper here. They would have gone back. No, they came here because they fought a revolutionary war to get away from all this crap that everyone wants. But hey. Wow. Enough about that, folks. And our thoughts and prayers go out to, as I say again, and I'll say it again and again, to the Prince family and all them. And, you know, I hope they get their privacy. You know, I hope any family members, you know, that they give them their space. Because as these good ones were leaving, I don't really see anyone stepping up. That's going to be a long-term milestone. A lot of the music I see today is just like generational stuff that, you know, when their generation is over, they're done. They're not, you know. Some of the music I think, like I listen to from like the Grateful Dead and stuff, is timeless. You know, Barry Manilow spans generations. We're going to move on, folks, because I got about 5 minutes left. As we get into some of the English Premier League and my thoughts on my Manchester United and the Reds and where they are, I want to congratulate the under 21 club of Manchester United for winning the Premier League title. Congratulations. I wish I could say the same for the squad, but the Manchester United top squad is in fifth place with 59 points. They're going to have to, I mean, if Arsenal and Man City don't lose at least one, if not two games, and we don't win, I think it's feasible for us to get into the fourth place and prepare and get us ready to qualify for the UEFA Champions League next year. But we could easily stay in fifth, you know. I mean, barring a miracle, I don't think anyone can beat Leicester City now. So they're pretty much clinched the Premier League title, which, congratulations, because that's amazing. A first club title for them. You know, there's still rumors where, you know, Mourinho was talking to some of the Manchester United players and this and that. And I'm like, okay, if he's been given the job, say, okay, next year, Jose Mourinho is our manager. And shut up. You know, if he is, he is. If he's not, he's not. So, hey. You know, but it's just been a really, really exciting Premier League year because, you know, whoever thought Man City would be where they are and United would be where they are in fifth or Leicester City, you know. Yeah, you know, I mean, I thought Norwich City might be out of the relocation zone, but it's just been a interesting year, you know. It's been exciting. I guess that's why I like it, you know. Okay, we don't have Alex Ferguson anymore. We're going to win some, we're going to lose some. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait for the rest to pan out and play out. You know, if we keep Louis Van Gaal, great. If we get Jose Mourinho, whoever, we get it. We cross that bridge when we get there. So, hey. You know, life is an adventure. Take it as it happens, folks. You know, take the good with the bad. You know, as a good artist once said, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And that's what we're here to do. Pick each other up. Be there for each other. Rely on each other. Have each other's back. I think I have someone on the line. Is someone out there? I think I have someone trying to call in, but I think he had issues because I think someone tried to call in, but it just dropped the call. So I had about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. I apologize for the issue with the glitch. We don't know what happened. I know we've had severe, severe storms, but something went wrong. So, you know, wonderful technological age we live in, folks, but that's how it is, you know. you know, back in the day, they thought it would make the life easier. And sometimes in ways, I think it makes it harder, you know. But I do want to thank you all for tuning in. And, you know, treat others as you want to be treated. You know, that's what I guess I try to do with this show, is just try to wake people up and, you know, be there for each other. Don't rely on the government. Be there for each other. Take care of each other. You know? Just think of Wilmington, Ohio. You know, they didn't say, okay, government, where are you? They said, how can we help each other? How can we be there for each other? You know? This country was founded on people being there for each other. And that's the only way it's going to survive, with that and God. I want to thank you all again for tuning in. And until next time, good night, God bless you, and goodbye.